Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE 88.9 FM. And today in the booth, we have Katie Bibbs, and she is the Employment Liaison Coordinator, Pilot Project for Townshippers. And also we have Veronique Labbé, and she is the Employment Counselor. So welcome, ladies. So Katie, this is a pilot project for Townshippers. So would you like to explain what you do and a little bit about the project too?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll just quickly correct. So Veronique's employer is the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi de Haut-Saint-François, which is an employment service provider for youth, essentially age 16 to 35. So it's a tough one to get because, of course, it's not a word that we know in English. Mm-hmm. So the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi is really the brand, the marker of their organization. Okay. But yeah, my job as you said, the employment liaison coordinator basically is about building relationships between the English-speaking community and the 7 Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi in the Eastern Townships for the next year. It's been going on for a year already. But I'm essentially mandated with helping each of the 7 Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi build their service provision to better serve the English-speaking youth of mm-hmm. their communities, mm-hmm. and then also attract and sort of build awareness that they actually exist so that we can attract English-speaking youth to their organizations. So that's sort of the 2 prongs that I'm involved with.
Okay, so that's really important, letting the English youth know that there are services out there that can help them. And
yeah when I first moved to Quebec in 2009, I think I would have really benefited from knowing, and I had no mm-hmm. idea these organizations were around before this project, to be quite honest. So mm-hmm. I'm one of the youth that has been made aware, and it's a really great It's going really well. All of the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi, I had to approach them at the beginning of last year. I was asked by Townshippers Association to go out and build the buy-in right away. And there was no need to sell this project to the partners. Every single organization in the estuary, every single Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi said, yes, absolutely. Where have you been? Because we want this. We need this. So mm-hmm. they also saw the need.
Oh, that's really good to know. Really good to know. And I think a lot of English people just tend to live in our own bubble, and we don't really know what's out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
Okay. I have to say, like, I'm working for the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi for 10 years now, and I've always done services to English-speaking community.
Okay.
We've always done that. It was always important for us because, like, we have Barry, Sawyerville, Cookshire, there's a lot of Anglophone that we cannot see. They're not coming to our place because they mm-hmm. don't know what the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi is. But I have some clients that come to us now. They know. They start to know. So what we're doing, basically, is we're helping on employment, education, volunteer work, social involvement, entrepreneurship, and also school perseverance. Mm-hmm. So we're not only giving, like, fast track services, employment services. Mm-hmm. We're giving a lot more than that. Of course, we do CV, cover letters, and job search technique, but we also help people from the start. Like, you want to go in the job market? You want to get in? What can I do for you? Because often there's a lot of difficulties that come before to go in the job market, and also after. So we can support during the job, we can support them if they have trouble with their employer, we can help them, and we can also help the employer to do something with the employee. So we can do this, but often I have clients that have, like, financial problem. They cannot go back to school, they don't have the money, but they need it. So I'm going to try to find something with them to help them reach their goal. We're always working on a global approach. It's really, really important for us to ask what the persons need, and what we can do. And if we cannot do anything, because it happened, we always find somebody that can help them and get them on the way.
Okay, that's quite a few services, and as you were explaining, it's quite a wide range of places in the townships, too.
Yeah, of course. And my boss always says that we're a carrefour. In French, it means that everybody comes to us.
Okay.
That's kind of the way. So we're a carrefour. We're helping people from everywhere. Sometimes people just call us to have a number. Like, because they're so used to it, but we can offer it in French and English, no problem. Most of our employee can speak well in English, so that's very interesting.
Really good to know. It's really helpful, and I think that would be quite a surprise to a lot of English-speaking people in the townships, too.
We also offer services for students because there was something with the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi at one point that people didn't know if they were service for students or not, but now we can. And during spring break, we're going to have an English-speaking workshop for CV and job search techniques. So we're going to help people that don't have a CV to write it and help them to find a job, how to find a job. So if they want to come, it's March 8 at 9 a.m.
Okay.
at the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi. It's located at 75 Angus North in East Angus.
Okay.
But if they need help during spring break with, and they're not from MRC du Haut-Saint-François, they can go to their own Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi. That's not a problem. They will be able to help them find a job, a summer job.
Yeah, I think CVs are difficult for anybody, especially writing your first few.
Yeah. Usually people say, well, my mom is really good and she did it. And they come with the resume. That's good. That's okay, but we're so used to do it, and we see the changes, we see everything. It's so much easier to come to us, and we keep the CV. So, like, they're coming to us at 16, well, we still have it at 35. So it's really easy to just add something or to change something. So it's way much easier.
That's a wonderful service.
Yeah. I have clients that I've seen at 16. I'm still seeing them. And that's really fun to see where they are now. Because searching for a job is not the same thing at 16 than at 30.
No.
There's so much things going on during that period. Yeah.
Okay, good. So have either one of you seen any differences since Katie has taken over with the amount of English people coming for your services?
That's a good question.
We have. We still see things, but I think she helped us improve our documents. Like, it's hard for us always to translate some.
Okay.
And it's important to us, like, the consentement libre et éclairé, like we talked. Like, it's something that people have to know about the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi. So if we don't have it in English, that's a kind of big problem.
Okay. I should explain that we're just closing up the first year of the project. And so for the first year, my mandate was really to help adapt resources from all the CJEs, the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi. So the first year has been a lot of capacity building for the organizations. And we're coming in, this interview is one of the ways that we're doing it. We're coming in now to the second year, hoping to sort of spread the word now and get the kids, you know, at Alexander Galt and Richmond Regional and Massy Vanier to become more aware of their local CGEs now. So yes, I'm hopefully that in the next year we'll see an upswing in the number of English speaking clients at the CJEs. Yeah.
Okay, so the foundations have basically been built, and now you're just spreading the word and seeing what comes of it.
Good.
it's a wonderful opportunity for anybody, certainly a lot of help at that age, too. It's so needed.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that there's a sense for young English speakers that, you know, there's limited opportunity, and why should, you know, what is out there for me? Why should I be, you know, looking to stick around the townships if there's nothing to be offered to me? And we talk about it a lot at Townshippers Association, the need to retain our youth and, mm-hmm. and what can be done for it. And so this project is just one answer to so many different solutions to stimulate and attract the young people of this wonderful region, this amazing community. And I think that for both young people of any language, staying in a small town can sometimes it's not always an easy decision. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying with the CAFOL Jeunesse Emploi, they're trying to help the youth in any way they can to reach their dreams, be it to stick around or go to university or do whatever. But it's about fostering the dreams of young people in our region and make sure that they see really truly what the opportunities are. So
okay, well, that's really important, letting them know what the opportunities are, because without knowing that, I think a lot of the youth think that there's just nothing for them around here and they have no choice but to leave. So one of the major goals of the pilot project is keeping the youth, the English youth, in the townships.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So lots of services, Veronique, and mm-hmm. even something for the March break. Okay.
Yep. We're waiting for them. We're all there.
So March 8th, there's a workshop, I guess, 9 yep. a.m., a presentation, 75 Angus North in East Angus. And it's for ages 16 to 35.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see, CVs, how to get into the job market, different jobs. Those are basically the services that you offer.
And we have some partenariat.
Partnerships.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, with Desjardins. So we have some job posts too for the students, more like 16, 17, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. for summer jobs. So if they want to come, we'll be able to tell them what they are, because it's not yet all completed, but mm-hmm. next week it's going to be.
That's really important too, because getting that first job is kind of opening the basic door. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you haven't had any type of job, you just, you know, you don't feel that you are maybe worth something too. So that's really important.
And that kind of project, what's nice about the Desjardins Jeunes au Travail is that we are there. We are there with the employer and the employee. Okay. So if something goes wrong, we're able to fix it and to start on a strong basis before the first big job.
So what do you title the project, Katie? What exactly is the name of the project?
So it's funded by Secretariat à la Jeunesse, mm-hmm. the provincial government. So it's the acronym SAJ, SAJ, pilot project, the youth employment pilot project. And it's a 2-year project that will last another year. And hopefully at the end of the year, we'll see some solid improvements. I should note that while a lot of people look at pilot projects and they think, oh, well, it's, you know, mm-hmm. funding for just a limited amount of time and then it's gone, that's not the goal. There is a sustainability component to this. And one of the things that we've worked really hard to do is foster lasting relationships between community organizations that already exist in the English-speaking community, mm-hmm. such as Literacy in Action, mm-hmm. the high schools, that sort of thing, and the CJEs, the CAFOL Jeunesse Emploi in the community. So we're doing a lot behind the scenes that isn't just resource adaptation and mm-hmm. that, you know, helping with CV templates, that kind of thing. There's some lasting relationships that have been built already that will continue to foster in the next year.
And that's really good to know, really important that it will be around for a while. What brought you back to the townships, Katie?
I actually never left. I'm from Vancouver originally.
Okay.
So I'm an import and I absolutely love it here. I'm the mascot for the rest of Canada to say, oh, you should try it out here. It's a great place to live.
Good. Did you study here at Bishop's?
I didn't, no, but okay. Most of my colleagues indeed did. Mm-hmm. So there is a growing population of young Bishop's grads who've stuck around and picked up a little bit of French along the way. But no, I came actually to learn my second language in the beginning, and I just, you know, now have a family and everything.
So. Oh, that's great. Good. So chances are you will be staying around.
Absolutely. Yes. I am part of that retention statistic, if I can count.
That's great. Veronica, anything else you'd like to add before we go? We don't have any phone numbers or do you have a website?
Yeah. You can call us at 819-832-1513. Mm-hmm. It's really important to call to have an appointment, usually not on the 8, mm-hmm. but just to see if somebody's able to see you at that time you want to come, mm-hmm. just to be sure. And you can reach our website at www.cjehsf.qc.ca. Really hard to say HSF. I'm sorry.
And if somebody doesn't get that, they can probably contact Townshippers too, and you have the information.
Absolutely.
Too.
Yeah. Well, I'm not working directly with you know, the youth. Mm-hmm. Anyone can contact us as well. Our number is 819-566-5717. And any questions regarding this project or any suggestions about how we can communicate the services of the CJEs to the community, I'm open to suggestions. You can always call us there, and you can reach me at the office there.
Okay, great.
I can maybe give you another website that you can go on to check which Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi is yours, where
okay.
you can go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's rcjeq.org/trouveton-cje. So it's TROUVE. TONCJE.
Okay, that's
so
good to
it's
know.
Really easy. You write your postal code and you find your Carrefour Jeunesse.
That is easy. That's really easy. Okay. Anything, if somebody is coming to meet with you, anything that they should bring just other than their questions or?
Social insurance number. Mm-hmm. They have to get it. Mm-hmm. It's for Emploi Québec, who's our partner. And if they have. Already have a CV, they can bring it, so it's helping us to see mm-hmm. What they have, what kind of experience, and know them better. So that's pretty much it. They don't need a lot to come to the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi. There's their own self.
That's good to know. Anything else either one of you ladies would like to add before we go?
No, not that I can think of.
Well, we thank you very much, and it's really great opening doors for the youth, especially the English, letting them know what's out there for them. Good. Well, we thank you very much.
Thanks.